Welcome to Dad Cred, a podcast for dads by dads about family, life, and parenting. We're here in the studio starting this podcast for the first time. And my name's Jared Hill. I'm a husband and a dad of three, and I'm joined with TJ.
I am also a husband and a dad of three.
And we are going to discuss topics and go off on tangents and all that other good stuff. So we will see where this takes us. But this episode is titled Dad Bod. We're going to talk about the dad bod today. But first, we want to just help you guys get to know us a little bit better. And so each episode, we're just going to kind of recap and what's going on in life and all that stuff. So TJ, what's been going on in life this last week?
Quite a bit. But before I get into that, I just want to say, as this is our first episode, you're already killing it. You're killing it.
Awesome.
So this last weekend, we just had our 3-day weekend for Memorial Day. And I was looking forward to getting some downtime, spending some good time with the kids. And my wife decided that this was going to be the weekend in which we destroyed our entire backyard and built it back up from scratch, which meant for me having to dig out with a pickaxe, I would say 20-year-old trees, 100-pound stumps. I could barely walk into work Tuesday morning, so and spent very little time with my children. And when I saw them, there was a lot of yelling because Daddy was in no mood to do anything. So that's kind of been my last week.
Awesome. Well, yeah, 3-day weekend. I didn't work on Monday, but had a lot of fun with the kids. Got to spend a lot of time with the kids on the weekend, which was good. And then Monday, like my wife, and we'll talk more about this in future episodes, but my wife and some of her friends are planning a craft fair. Like my wife's really into crafting and stuff like that. And I decided it would be a good idea to host it at my office. And I have a warehouse attached to my office. And so like, hey, let's just do the craft fair in my office. So that means having to clean out my office. So I spent all day Monday cleaning out the warehouse, and kind of like this became like our overflow storage. Like our Christmas stuff is in my office warehouse, like all the, you know, overflow from our garage, because the last thing that's going to happen is me parking my vehicle outside of the garage. So
is that why the office space and the studio for the most part is just absolutely destroyed right now?
Yes, that's why all the, everything that could possibly come inside is inside. And like we're actually sitting in a room that faces the warehouse, so like if you look out the window, like you could see, well, it's dark now, but there's like a faux wall that I built to cover up stuff. So anyways, I worked pretty hard on Monday as well and was kind of thrashed on Tuesday. So I feel your pain there.
Yeah, I was excited to come in here and start up this thing with you and try and get this podcast out. And I came in and I haven't been to your office before. I knew you had all the gear. I knew you had the capabilities, but I'm like, oh, okay, so this isn't that important to you.
It kind of looks like somebody took a Best Buy and turned it upside down. Like that's what my office, like all of our gear and like all the stuff is just, yeah, everywhere. So
a little bit. It's all right. I still like it.
Yeah, it's all good. So the dad bod has been kind of a thing that's been talked about on the internets a lot over the last couple of weeks, with like people coming out with dad bod videos and lots of articles and different things, you know, where some people are celebrating the dad bod and then other people are knocking it as like a sign of the lazy male syndrome or whatever. So I thought it was funny just because it's common. Like, you know, a lot of us try to stay in shape, like, you know, in our 20s or whatever, and you get married and there's like that, you know, 15 pounds you put on after getting married or whatever, and then you may or may not lose that. then you have kids, and then the dad bod happens. So what, when you, like, and TJ, you didn't really, hadn't really heard about this viral topic until earlier today. So, like, what came to your mind initially when you thought of dad bod?
Well, when you'd sent me the text to tell me what we were going to talk about tonight, like, I hit the nail on the head. Like, I didn't know that this was a viral thing, but I'm looking at it going, dad bod, that can only mean how horribly sloppy we get after the kids come. I think that you often hear so much about the way that having kids changes a woman's body, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to undermine that, but you know, it takes its toll on us as well. I've known you for a number of years, and I can say, I think just earlier today you had said that you have a picture of us from years ago, maybe even right after our first children were born, and that we just, even at that time, looked very much lighter, very
yeah.
much more in shape. I know for me, my hairline was a lot further down my forehead, and yeah, so it's one of those things where not knowing what was trending, which is another issue with being a dad of young children, I can't always stay up to date on things.
Yeah.
But knew exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. That photo, it comes up in the slideshow. Like, our Apple TV always has, like, photos of, like, that we've taken, my wife and I, and posted, so that we could just always have the slideshow going whenever we're, like, not watching a show or whatever. And that photo came up the other day, and it just made me laugh because, like, we were both...
Because I look fat now?
Well, you are, like, half of the person that you are right now.
How dare you?
And, like, both of us, though, we were in much better shape. And that was not... I mean, our oldest children are not that old. I mean, they're... Like, my son's about to turn 5, and
mine just turned 6.
Yours just turned 6. I mean, I guess a lot can happen in like 5-6 years, but we, you know, it's a different time in life. You know, I'm you fill your day with working, and it, you know, for me, like, I it sucks to me that I have to go to work all day long, and like, you know, my wife gets to just basically kick it with our kids all day, which is not a chill thing. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely not just hanging out. And
yeah, that's not what you said when that first came out of your mouth. Don't let her listen to this.
Yeah. But, but I mean, like, hanging out and just getting to do things, not that it's all, like, you know, awesome all the time, and that the kids are just great all the time. Cause I know they drive her crazy sometimes, but, you know, like, I want to spend that leftover time, like, hanging out with my kids. And then when they go to bed, because, you know, I come home at like 5:30, and then they go to bed at 7:30. I want to see my wife, you know, like, because the weekend typically becomes all about the kids, doing stuff with the kids, which is totally fine. I wouldn't have it any other way. But then what time is there left? You know, like, there isn't a whole lot of time left to go to the gym, to do whatever. There's a lot of, like, you know, your dinner, you're basically shoveling down because your kids are, like, going sideways. And
you've just got that precious few minutes to spend with them anyways.
Yeah.
And to be successful with any of that stuff, any publication or internet article you could read will tell you that the most important thing about staying in shape and those kinds of things is to make it a part of, like, your daily ritual, to make it kind of a habit.
Yeah.
And with kids, a lot of habits go out the window.
Yeah.
And so it's just very, to provide some context, like, I can remember, I mean, this is well before kids, but I went into marriage with kind of building on this body formation. At one point, I was a little bit of a gym rat, and while there was parts of my body that would never quite develop, calves, pecs, biceps, triceps would blow up like crazy. I mean, I could flex with the best of them and get some looks, and I just, the most important thing was that I had abs. I just wanted abs. I thought that was like...
What are abs?
There are these things that used to exist about 10 years ago. Some of us had them.
Yeah.
But I remember strapping myself into a suspended, basically like counterweight thing with your legs, and hanging upside down, holding a 45-pound plate to my chest and doing suspended sit-ups. And I would spend 45 minutes on my abs. They were glorious. They were my favorite thing. And while my calves always look like little tiny chicken legs, and
so you always looked like the guy that skipped leg day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's awesome.
And I didn't skip leg day, but you would never ever know.
Your genetics.
You
would skip never know. Leg day.
I will say, with all the other changes that have happened, 100% in the womb, mom skipped leg day a lot. But with my legs, with all the different changes that have taken place in the last 10 years, my calves have not changed at all. So all the work I did to make them good did no good. And all the weight that I put on, I can't even gain bulk that way. They won't get bigger. I just ate two burgers. None of it's going to my calves.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a problem. You know, I used to get up in the morning at like 4 a.m. and go to the gym. I'd work out for an hour. I'd do spin class for an hour, and then I'd start my day. But it just has gotten challenging because, you know, part of it is there is a little bit of inherent laziness in there. Like, I don't want this to be like a discussion about how, like, you know, here's why we're out of shape. You know, the dad bod's a real thing and it's a struggle.
Struggle is real.
The struggle is kind of real though. Like, nobody intends, I think, to develop a dad bod or just kind of like get to that point where they're, you know, out of shape or whatever. I know that I didn't. Like, there's not a moment that's gone by that I haven't been like, I need to get back to the gym, or I'd start going and then I'd get a cold or then stop going. It's just, it is a struggle. And especially when your priorities change, you know, because for me, my priorities used to be like getting my work done, hanging out with my wife, and going to the gym. And there was more than enough time for that. And even when I had my first child, there was still ample time for that in my life. But then you have a second child and you have a third child. And when they're all kind of close together in age, like all of my kids are 20 months apart, like life gets a little too crazy. And then you're, you know, just before you know it, it's like, wow, I'm going to have to steal from some other area of my life in order to not have a dad bod. And I'm just like not ready for that.
Well, one of the things that I find kind of that's a real huge part of the issue is you invest all this time in your kids, and even physically, like forget emotionally and all that other kind of touchy-feely lovey stuff. Physically, it's exhausting to raise kids. Yet, I don't see any of the results if I spent that same amount of energy at the gym. Like, yeah. My kids will tear me apart over a weekend, just running from room to room, picking up toys, getting them to stop hitting each other, trying to make sure that they're not running into the wood chipper as I'm working in the backyard.
Yeah,
I am brutally sore the next day, and jump on the scale, and there's no change. And yeah. I mean, part of it, let's be real, is aging. But we have a friend, Jeff, and somehow the guy's got two kids that are under the age of six, or six or under, and he and his wife have found a way to make the gym part of their schedule. And I was out, we had kind of a family outing the other day, and we were out bowling, and we decided to do guys versus girls. And so we go to the bowling alley, and you know me, I'm kind of a goofball. And so we were just kind of joking around. I went up behind him and I said, "All right, man, we're not going to get shamed by our wives. This is going, like, I haven't bowled in forever. I'm terrible, but we're going to tear this up. We're going to make sure that they know
that you're men.
That the boys are
your
charge."
Men.
Yes. So I go up behind him and I'm kind of jokingly rubbing his shoulders. And then because I'm not just a goofball, but a little bit inappropriate.
Inappropriate tendencies.
I kind of ran my hands down and copped a quick feel. And the guy's chest was like chiseled out of marble. He's 32 years old. Or I guess he just turned 31. 31 years old, same age as me. And it made me so mad. I don't feel super insecure about my chest, but it was the difference between pecs and boobs, and I have man boobs.
Dad bod boobs.
Dad bod.
Well, you know, and like, that's why earlier I said, you know, there might be like some inherent laziness in there, because like, as we were discussing before, I've seen every episode of Mad Men and every episode of many other shows, and there are lots of shows that I watch and my wife and I watch. And sure, I could trade that out for like, you know, doing crunches or anything else, like workout or whatever. But for me, it's just this part of my life has been, I'm tired, it's the end of the day, I, you know, barely got to hang out with my kids for a couple hours before they get to go, before they have to go to bed. Maybe they were crazy and they were, you know, challenging, and now I'm mentally drained. And then I just want to kind of sit on the couch and hang out with my wife and, or whatever, and, you know, we'll work on little projects around the house and stuff like that. And to me, I do feel lazy in that when I think about, you know, the fact that I'm, you know, caught up on all the shows that we watch together. Like, you know, I think, oh man, if I just invested that time in like working out, but it would require like for me to spend time with my wife still, it would require us working out together, which we've tried that in the past and we are not good gym, like gym pals. We're not.
Do you guys do the thing? I used to do this in college with my wife, where you become the bad influence that both of you wants you to be. So it's yeah. Like, so are you, do you just want to go?
Well, we're definitely not like, you know, those couples that like work out together all the time that like post their little videos of them like doing push-ups on top of each other, like at the gym and stuff. It's like totally stupid.
Do you even have the dynamic where you can spur each other on?
No, we don't really spur each other on. Well, let's just step back a moment. Like yesterday I did get up in the morning and go to the gym like really early, and like my wife slept right through it. She didn't
okay,
even know I left.
Feel like just now you just had me step in a bear trap. You're talking about can't afford all this time, and now look who went to the gym yesterday.
This happens to me like once every great
while. This is a one and done podcast. This is you're body shaming me right now. Let's be honest. Like, your shoulders are much broader than mine.
Let me finish my story about what happened here. Like, because this is how long it's been since I've been to the gym. Like, my wife slept through, like, because she had to get up with our daughter once, and then one of my kids feels like he needs to wake us up every time he has to go to the bathroom.
I've got one of those too.
Yeah. It's like, thanks, buddy. You could do it on your own. But so, like, I get home and like, you know, getting ready for the day or whatever, and she's like, did you go to the gym this morning? And I'm like, yeah. And she applauded me like she applauds my child for doing something like a child should have learned how to do. Like the first, it reminded me of the first time that my oldest slept through the night without peeing himself. That's how she applauded me.
Throw the whole party.
And so
I felt a big deal. Did she give you a lollipop?
I felt like a sad child in that moment. It's what I felt like. What I was hoping for was, you know, some sort of motivation, like maybe, you know, oh, I can't wait to, you know, get inappropriate with you later or something like that, not to be cheered on like
so condescending.
A child.
Yeah.
it totally wasn't condescending though. It's just that's how it came out. And she was truly like happy that I got up, because that's been a struggle, like me getting up early enough to go to the gym and still be there when my kids wake up, because it's important for me to like be at home when my kids wake up. And then, you know, do breakfast with them and stuff like that. And so, so she was being really sincere. It just came out like I was a child and I, you know.
You just internalized that. Your own man-bought insecurities.
Like, now my wife cheers me on like my mother used to. So
right.
That's fantastic.
Being like, oh, this has changed the whole dynamic.
It has. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's just a thing. Everybody, you know, has these. It might not be about fitness. It might be about something else. Everybody has like seasons that they go through. And even though, you know, you at the moment, you're not like, I'm not going through a season or a chapter or whatever. You know, when you're this far deep into it, you're like, it's not a chapter. It's a whole book.
Well, it is funny. you know, I just gave a little context about what kind of the fitness level I came from, but I've known you for a lot of years. And like, I don't think you look like crazy, quote unquote, dad bod. But I remember a time when you were just freaking yoked. And I think it was before kids, but
it was definitely before kids.
You, you were set to go, which means I think you had a little bit more to work with as you began to lose it. Well, you were starting from a healthier standpoint.
Maybe. I don't know. I did used to work out a lot. When I worked from home, it was nice because if during the day I wasn't feeling like extremely motivated with my work, I could just get up and go to the gym for an hour, come home, take a shower, and then get back to work. Now that I have an office and I work from an office and there's no shower here or anything like that, and I'm not the kind of person that likes to shower at the gym or anything like that. So I just don't go to the gym during the day. And that's something that I used to do. And that was one of the main reasons that I was in decent shape was, you know, I'd go to the gym in the morning. Sometimes I'd go to the gym later that day, simply because I didn't know anybody else who had any free time during the day. It's the only thing that I could do was just go to the gym. So why not go to the gym?
And because you're self-involved and
yeah,
think that you're amazing.
No, I mean, maybe
a little bit.
No, definitely not that. But you know, yeah, it's a change in life dynamic. I mean, I went to working from home, having total flexibility to, you know, having kids and also moving into an office, which changed a lot of dynamics. And I have not really responded well to those multiple changes in dynamics.
Well, let me ask you, like, when I was thinking about this today, I was like, okay, so how are all the ways that in my personal life experience, I've kind of seen dad bod come to fruition? I have like much lower goals than I had in the past. I was obsessed with those abs and would have killed if I could have got the pecs going and all the other stuff, but mm-hmm. I lost that real quick. But now like it's such a lower bar. I would kill to just like when I sit down, if the elastic of my boxer briefs didn't fold over.
I was hoping you were going to say the elastic of my pants. I was hoping so bad for that.
I want my clothes to fit. I have, just a handful of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, had gotten a promotion at work and had bought a bunch of tailored dress clothes, hundreds of dollars of like suits and stuff. And they are all sitting in the closet. Not a single pair will fit. And I, you know, they have in dress pants, they have like not the button, but the little like lock in clasp deal. Yeah.
You literally are a bloody stump of a finger trying to put that on.
No. Well, not only that, it not only hurt, but the last time I put them on, when I finally released, this is not a joke, this metal stud pried open like the top of a Pepsi can.
The little clasp.
Yeah,
bit?
It won't even clasp now. It just it sticks straight out.
Completely straight.
It sticks straight out.
It's a straight piece of metal, yeah, like it started from.
Yeah, that's how I roll. That's how I roll with dad bod.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I mean, you know, like my wife gives me a hard time because I have clothes that I still like, but they don't fit me right. And like, I don't get rid of them because I feel like I could get back to.
It's like goal clothes.
They're goal clothes. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, I don't know if they're necessarily goal clothes anymore. Like I've gotten rid of stuff even that were originally goal clothes. And now I have like less of a goal clothes.
You're settling in.
Yeah.
By the way, this is all true, but it's getting dangerously close to girl talk.
Yeah, we're talking about clothes. But I mean, you know, I think people can relate. You know, I mean, I have clothes that I should probably get rid of because they just don't fit. And then, you know, even as you age, you know, your body shape changes and stuff. And even if you do slim down, like certain clothes might just not fit anyways, just because of shape change and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's no fun. Okay, so what would you do to like if you were going to, we already talked about like the difficulties in scheduling, because I face the same thing. Like I have to be to work by 9. I get home about 6. My kids go to bed between anytime between 6 or 7:30, depending on behavior.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm mentally spent. I try and get down on my kids' level and wrestle with them and stuff. So I don't see benefits from that physical exertion. But and I'm just ready to decompress, shut my mind off for the first time. I want to watch reruns on TV and play on my phone and talk to my wife. And so I don't have the ability to ramp my brain back up, get my body in a place where it wants to exercise. But even if you were able to fit it in your schedule, like how in the world would you begin to address dad bod? Like I'm not a runner, even when I'm healthy, I'm not a runner. Like there's nothing, I think that when they talk about runner's high, that is a lie from the pit.
The part of runner's high that I get is actually like the part that people get when they come down off of a high really bad. That's the part of runner's high that I get. It's like the runner's come down.
They're like, oh, it's so euphoric. And I'm like, oh, you're such a liar.
Yeah, I'm like kicking and screaming and like wanting another hit.
No, there's...
But not the run, not from the run.
No, as soon as somebody says, oh, it's going to take some cardio, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like my body does not like to run. And I've tried starting to run many times, like, and there was a while that I was actually going for a run every morning, and I felt like if most people that were running that often should probably be able to do like, you know, a 5K and not even break a sweat.
Right. Makes sense.
And I would have a hard time, like a 5K would be my limit and I would be dead, like chest pounding, like, is this a heart attack or not kind of dead. And that was even when I was in shape. Like I still couldn't run. Like my body's just not built for it. And but it's something that I like. People start running, they're like, "Oh, all I'm doing is running," and they've lost all this weight, and they're like in killer shape. All I'm doing is running. Well, that's great. If all I was doing is running, I'd be in the hospital.
Yeah. So I think you're right. Some are built for it, some are not. You know that this happened. But right before we started recording, I had my life insurance phone interview.
Yes.
Trying to make sure that the wife and the kids are taken care of in the event that I fall over dead right now from being so horribly out of shape. And
death by dad.
Like, it's funny. Like, I'm processing what we're going to be talking about tonight, but I'm processing health in general at this point. And so they're asking me, well, sir, can you go ahead and estimate your current height and weight? And I know where I stand on the body mass
index. Did they say estimate?
Yeah, they said, give us your best guess as to
how tall you are.
Yeah, yeah. So I know that I'm 6'2". 6'3" is not...
It's a stretch.
That's a stretch. So
that's what, like how I say I'm 6 foot, but really I'm like
5'11" and 5'11". Yeah, yeah.
And 3/4.
So 6'2 is pretty close. That's probably on at most 6'2. So what do I tell the guy? I'm 6'4. I got to stretch out these pounds that I'm about to lie about as well. And what do you weigh? Let's say around 230. I looked at the body mass index the last time I was at the doctor, and I'm pretty...
Well, the body mass index is like a crappy...
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Like
it's a depression scale is really what it is.
100%. And I think, with all the joking that's going on, like, I think I hold my weight fairly well. I can, like, hide some of the the dad bod.
Well, what did you say the guy, this guy that you're always joking with at work calls you?
He calls me skinny fat.
Skinny fat. That's right.
Is that
going to be your rapper name?
It probably should be.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, he calls me skinny fat because he says that when I wear clothes, I can fool everybody into thinking that I'm skinny. But if you ever come up and poke me, or if you ever did... body fat ratio, it would not come out very well for me.
Yeah.
And so, I'm talking to this person on the little phone interview, and I'm going 6'4". I'm like, oh, let's go 230. And I know that still puts me above, but hopefully it can get me a better rating for my health insurance. You know, if I'm wearing the right pair of shoes, I can get to 6'4". And if I don't eat for 2 days, I can get down to 230. But the last time I was in there, even for a guy 6'2", if you're 200 pounds, and when I was in shape, I was like 195, 200. And that's like not any fat on me. And that had me as overweight on the body mass index. I am considered morbidly obese. And when you look at me, yeah. I don't look in shape, but I'm not a morbidly obese human being.
I've had the same problem forever. Like I'm on my computer right now, like looking at the scale. And, you know, like if I go across at 6 foot, and then I go all the way to my weight, which this particular scale stops at 215 pounds. Silly scale. They expect me to be dead. Like I'm considered by this scale, and who knows, I just like Google searched a scale, so it could be wrong, but I'm considered obese in this, according to the scale. And I remember when years ago when like I was working out a lot and I was eating right and all this stuff, and like I haven't been under 200 pounds since like I graduated high school. I've always been heavier, I guess, and before it
but
was
you always
muscle.
Carried it super well. Yeah,
before it was like mostly muscle, now it's like, you know, whatever.
You always
my weight has pretty much all, it's been like 230 pounds for a long time. So I'm like 6 foot, 230 or 5 foot, whatever, and 230 pounds. But on the scale of where that was in my 20s, like that was considered morbidly obese. Like, and there was no way I was morbidly obese.
No, you look like a linebacker, and now you just look like a recently retired linebacker.
Like a linebacker that had
who spent a lot of time at Waffle House.
Watches a lot of shows. Yeah. So the part that I thought was funniest about your phone interview is like pretty much while you were having your phone interview, you were eating In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah. Yeah. You want me to tell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't particularly care for, and I know this is blasphemy, but I don't particularly care for everything In-N-Out does. And I know that they're worshipped here in California, but I don't really care for their fries. And I don't know, at some point in one of our health food kicks, my wife Crystal was looking for just
like the calorie count
and all that kind of stuff. And so she found out that the fries have as many calories as the burgers. Well, I'm like, I don't like the fries. So instead of just abstaining from the fries, what do? I double up the burgers.
So you get two burgers.
Yeah, and I know that they have a double-double, but I don't want a double-double. I want two burgers.
I used to do the same thing, and I didn't used to like their fries until I realized how much I like salt on their fries.
That's why
I like them, because they're just like boats for my salt.
Right. Of
which
course.
Is also really healthy.
It's just a delivery method.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought it was funny because like, I have this, this phone interview for health insurance, and like, we're sitting there eating like,
yeah, I'm plowing through my second burger, and you know, some of the special sauce falls on the table. I don't use a napkin to pick it up. I run my finger across it and pop it in my mouth. I don't want to let anything go to waste. And then I'm drowning it down with a chocolate shake.
Yes, that's right.
Like, this is the dinner of dinner of champions.
This is the dinner of someone who needs life insurance.
Yeah, if they said, you know, I could give all the estimates on things, and I could even be completely truthful, but if they said, what are you doing right now, it would be instant denial.
We don't accept your kind here.
Yeah. A little bit. It's like you don't go and do a bunch of drugs right before a job interview. Yeah. Like I've got this real important thing, and I'm like picking onions out of my teeth going, hold on 1 second, let me finish while I just have two more bites of my burger.
Yeah.
My second burger.
Yeah.
No.
Ah, In-N-Out Burger. Still pretty good, though.
It is indeed. The burgers are, I'll give them that. They do make a good burger.
Yeah, so the dad bod, I mean, I guess we could kind of put this topic to rest. I think a lot of people can relate. And I mean, I have friends who are super in shape, and obviously you do too, that are dads that are super in shape, and you're like, you know, where do they find the time? And yes, some people can stay in shape easier than others. And
well, I think we know what that means, though. That just means that they're lousy dads. That,
it's
100% of the time. If you're if you have kids and you're in good shape, you're a lousy dad. There's not a single exception. I want all of our friends to listen to this. If you're in shape, we're trying to tell you something. You need to get on it. We do not respect you as fathers.
TJ is judging you right now.
Big time judgment.
Yeah, and you know, like, there are people that take it to the extreme where it's like they work a full-time job, they're at the gym most of those other waking hours, and it's like, where are their kids? And I'm, you know, this, we'll probably discuss different things like this, you know, in future episodes, but like, I feel that it's one of the most important jobs of a dad to be there for their kids, or anybody that, you know, a kid needs their dad. It's just, it's apparent in the way that this world is and just everything. Like, nobody has argued with me on this topic of kids need their dad in their life. It's just a thing. And so, you know, people will say, oh, people that are in super shape, they must not, you know, everybody's different. There are some of those people that are trading out hours with their kids for being at the gym, which, you know, that sucks for the kids. But then there are those people who just, instead of watching like all the episodes of all the things, like us,
they get. But then what do they talk about? I mean,
I don't know.
Come on, like, you didn't see that last episode of Mad Men? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, and speaking of like how to keep it like rock solid as a dad, Don Draper, man.
He's a like, rock solid dad.
Yeah. Oh, he's a great dad. If you've watched the show, he's like with his kids all the time.
Yeah.
Totally invests in them. Like, never does anything negative in front of them.
Really, yeah.
Like, really teaches good values. And then, like, just great, like, I mean, he's got, like, a 20-year-old's body.
Did you watch, you know how, like, there's that Christian company that, like, kind of removes all the bad things from movies, and then you can still watch the movie?
What do they do for Mad Men? Do they just show the title sequence?
Well, I think they just, like, edited the entire movie with only the scenes where he's spending time with his kids. Oh, so it was like one episode total.
Yeah. That's not, there's more to the show than that.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's what I mean. You know, it's like the dad bod, and it's a result of choices and priorities. And, you know, that's what we've made. We've made choices and priorities. We've chosen leisure time with our wives, over the gym. We've chosen spending time with our kids over going to the gym, and we've chosen getting in and out when we have a choice to eat healthy instead of eating healthy. And all of those things together is kind of what makes a dad bod.
And now we're hoping to podcast 5 nights a week for 3 hours.
Yes.
Where, I mean, clearly, well, nothing else could fit into that time.
There's a restaurant that both of us happen to really like that, you know, we take our wives to often, and we were talking about like, oh, we should get dinner there. But then this podcast wouldn't have happened because there are certain restaurants that, like, I throw caution to the wind. Like, I'm going to eat until my body hurts. And my wife and I actually look at each other and we're like, so how are we going to do this? Well, we're going to eat. And then, like, we're basically going to go home and probably not touch each other because we feel so horrible.
Yeah, they're tap out restaurants.
They're tap out restaurants, exactly.
I'm going in knowing that I'm going to accomplish exactly one thing this evening, and anything else is a crazy surprise, because the one thing I'm going to accomplish is eat as much as humanly possible. And like, I'm one of those people, this might be one of the huge, but I was like this when I was younger too, so this is partially getting older, but definitely the dad bod deal is, if there's something that is refillable, breadsticks, chips, salsa, I am going to plow through that like you're not going to bring me food, and I need to make up everything I'm going to pay on the bill.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to eat $35 in chips and salsa. I'm trying to eat $35 in breadsticks. I'm going to town.
Nice. Yeah. And I have a tendency to do that. Like, especially if I'm really hungry when I get to a restaurant, like, you know, I'll just eat and knowing that I have food coming. And, you know, that just digs myself into a hole because, of course, I want to finish my meal. I'm a man. And so let's put the dad bod to rest. I mean, you know, it's
well, if there's one thing that a dad bod loves, it's rest.
Rest, exactly. All right. So the next our segment we're going to try and have happen, and we'll just talk about what that segment is, because obviously this being a new show, we don't have anybody, you know, giving any feedback or anything yet, which those of you listening, we invite the feedback. But now we want to go into this segment where people get to either ask us questions or just tell us about something. And then we would comment on it. It's not an advice line. It's not us trying to hand down fatherly wisdom that we have learned from raising our obviously perfect children. It's more just more stuff for us to talk about. And so in the next episode, we're going to come strong with that, even if we have to make it up.
I like that. Hypotheticals can be great. I know, I don't know if this is where we're going to be going with this segment, but one of my favorite stories that just about being a father that I've ever heard actually comes from you. And I just remember when your oldest was very first born, you guys broke a lamp in a very interesting way. And I think those are some challenges that first-time dads can kind of face, and it's just one of my favorite all-time things.
Yes. My oldest, who is now going to be 5 in a couple weeks, used to blow it out. And I'm talking about diapers. He used to blow out the diapers. Mostly when he was still in being breastfed, you know, up until my wife breastfed each of our children until they were age 1. And then they went straight to like eating bacon and steak and weird things. It's crazy. but he would just blow it out. Like when he let go, it like came up his back. It would hit him in the back of the hairline. I mean, just like crazy butt pressure. And so we were changing him.
It was like when you see in the old movies when they just knock off the side of the fire hydrant for the kids to play in the summer.
That's exactly what happened to his. We pulled the diaper back, thinking like, all right, it's time to change him or whatever. I don't even like at that point. It was like I was getting shot at in war. Like I don't remember what was happening at that moment. I just remember like a stream of poo coming out of my child and hitting a lamp and splatting all over the wall. And like we threw away a little stand that we had that the lamp was on. We threw the lamp away. There was just no bringing it back because it was like, I mean, it was like poltergeist. It was like it just kept coming. So anyways, that's kind of what this segment might be, is like stories and questions and statements even, or whatever that we find, or maybe if it's even just something funny that we read online on Facebook or Twitter or something like that. So the next section will be momentous occasions. And as fathers, especially fathers having young children, there's always things happening, you know, good, bad, exciting, tragic, like whatever. But as far as momentous occasions go, we want to just maybe talk about something cool that happened, whether it's something that happened to us or maybe even somebody else submits a momentous occasion and we choose to read that live. So in your life with your children, or even your relationship with your wife, like any momentous occasions in the last couple weeks, 30 days?
My oldest, Jackson, is graduating kindergarten tomorrow, so he'll be the first of
your entire family to graduate kindergarten.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, grandparents are real excited, and yeah. Mom and dad, like, this is the farthest any of us have gone in school. So it's kind of a big deal. but, you know, they do a lot of end of the school year stuff, yeah. and they booklets and things that they give to mom and dad. And, you know, we're really excited. And you know, it's, in today's society, you know, you don't keep score at the soccer games and everybody gets a trophy. And yeah. I'm not always a big proponent of that. Like, that's not the way the world works. And sometimes we do that with our kids to an extent that we don't need to. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a little, like, all right, buddy, like, it was your first year of school and like, you made it through. And so if we're doing it in first grade, I'll be a deadbeat dad and not show up. But I'll be making a point. It'll be strategic, not because I'm actually a loser. There's a lot. We just went to their open house, and there's a lot of stuff they're handing out. And it's just so funny. Like, my son's very, very bright, very artistic. And artistic, not autistic. And are we going to have to edit that?
Not really sure.
You know, there's things up on the wall that, you know, they'll give the kids fill in the blanks and they'll have different responses. And
sure.
Like, I just found out that, like, my sweet, thoughtful, super awesome son is a liar. Like, every time he had, like, a fill in the blank, he was just, and I don't know if he heard it from other kids in the class or what, but he's just making stuff up. So one of them was like, it makes me grumpy in the morning when mommy wakes me up by blank. And Jack decided that one of the things that makes him grumpy is when mommy wakes him up by throwing ice cubes on him.
So he's what he's saying is, like, every morning he gets ice bucket challenged.
Yeah, and we're raising no money for ALS, like.
Yeah, and mind you, the drought that we're having right now, like, your wife decides, like, I'll just add to the drought by waking up my child with frozen water.
Not to mention, in today's world, someone gets a hold of that and all of a sudden CPS is knocking at the door going, what kind of, yep. So I hear that you're waterboarding your son every morning to wake him up. I'm like, well, it's his word versus ours. Like, no, he's a liar. He's a liar. Of course, my youngest would be like, oh yeah, that totally happens.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. So I get that. Like, my oldest is a year younger than TJ's, and so he just they call it preschool promotion, like they're being promoted to the next level, so it's not like every year's a graduation ceremony or whatever. So like, I had a good laugh at they call it preschool promotion, but anyway, so that's a cool thing. But I grew up racing go-karts and stuff. Like, I came from like a motorsports family. Like, my dad was totally into that, and like, my dad isn't into many things. Like, that's pretty much the only thing that he's into is like motorsports related stuff. So obviously, like, I'm not, you know, wanting to do the same thing to my children, where the only thing that, like, I will be interested in doing with them is motorsports related. But the fact that my kids do like racing and stuff like that is fun, and I'm excited to introduce that to them as one aspect. So anyways, I'm ordering my son a race car.
Yeah, and I just saw it in the other room on the computer, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Basically, if you've ever heard of, they're called quarter midgets, and they're not like
quarter little people, Jared.
Well, like, that's a midget, not, is
no,
already.
No, that's politically incorrect.
A midget is politically incorrect?
No, yeah, you can't say midget.
You have to say little people?
You have to say little people.
Oh, okay. So like a quarter of a little person.
Yes. So a wee person.
A wee person. So anyways, a quarter midget is a type of race car.
I think we effectively made it through that. I think we're going to be okay.
We just lost any listener possible.
It's a good thing that's our first one. We technically, as of this moment, don't have any listeners.
That's true. So we're all right. That'll be our bar we'll set, is like somebody else. And I know our wives aren't going to listen to this. Like,
oh, absolutely not.
They're not. This is the last thing they're going to want to listen to.
Let's be honest. This is because you have a drive to put content out, and I love the sound of my own voice. So that's what we're doing here. Our wives couldn't be happier to have us out of the house.
Yeah. So, getting my son a race car, and he is super stoked, and I'm excited to, you know, introduce him to racing. And maybe that's even a whole topic. You know, you mentioned earlier, like, everybody gets a soccer trophy or whatever these days. And that's one of the reasons that I'm encouraging my kid who wants to race, to race, because it's kind of a solo sport.
Yeah. Cause I've seen them race. What do you have currently? What are the little things you have now?
The little go-karts?
Yeah.
They have little go-karts, that I got. Both my boys started driving something at age two. And, when they turned three, they got a little gas-powered go-kart. So they're little kid-sized gas-powered go-karts that they can drive. And they're pretty fast. They're fast enough to make my wife nervous, that's for sure.
Yeah, I saw a video of it the other day that she posted on Facebook or whatever it was, some kind of social media. And, man, your oldest was flying. Like, yeah. Not, I mean,
he was even making me nervous.
Like, the back end of the thing was fishtailing around the corner, and I'm going, he's younger than Jack, and I could never picture Jack doing. I know he's been doing it for a long. I know your son's been doing it for a long time, but we were like, "That looks awesome."
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But, like, when you see your kid doing something like above and beyond what you thought their capability was, regard like racing or anything. I mean, you look at your kid and you're just like, "Wow."
Well, what? From moving from that to this quarter little person, that's right. what, I mean, it's a whole nother animal.
Yeah. Cause the little go-karts that I got my boys, they're not for racing. They're just for having fun. You know, we go to like parking lots and they drive them around and whatnot. They're not big enough to be driven on a track or anything like that. Quarter midgets are race cars built for kids, and the actual like racing events are only for kids. I mean, ages 5 to like 15 ish or whatever, and then you're too old.
Do they go faster than what you have currently?
Yeah, they do. But they have a roll cage too.
Yeah, I that speaks volumes. I'm like, it's got a roll cage.
I mean, I raced go-karts growing up, going probably faster than these quarter midgets go, and there was no roll cage. And I mean, I flipped over a couple of times and didn't, you know, I survived. Yeah. So
I had go-karts growing up too, and I flipped over without roll cages and ended up somewhat okay.
All right. Well, we're going to close out this episode, the dad bod episode. And, I'm not 100% sure how many resources or whatever we're going to have that go along with this podcast, like a website or anything like that. We're still just kind of, you know, trying this out and see, you know, what kind of fun we can have or trouble we can get into with two microphones and like our wives not around to tell us we're dumb. So my wife doesn't tell me I'm dumb all the time, just whenever I tell her my ideas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. So, which she thought this podcast was a great idea. So there we go. It's destined for success because it was wife approved.
Yeah, there you go.
So so definitely, you know, if you're listening to this on like iTunes or anything like that, subscribe. We'd appreciate that. If you have any feedback for us or anything that you'd like to share with us, you can email us, I guess, by the time that I put this up, I'll have an email set up. And I think I will just edit it into the end of this episode.
Ah, work some of your magic.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. We invite your feedback and look forward to having you along on our next episode.
Yep. Keep building up that dad cred.
Yep. Dad cred out. If you'd like to connect with us, you could do so at Twitter. We have a Twitter handle. It is @DadCred. So you can follow us @DadCred. You can send us questions, ask things, comment on the podcast. This will be the way to communicate with us for the time being. Also, we would like to give some thanks to the producer of our opener audio, Chad Pippin. is a musician. He is at soundcloud.com/Chad-Pippin. He's got some awesome stuff, so make sure to check him out and show him some appreciation. We'll see you next time on Dad Cred.